Stephen Pride. Dorothy Reich. Excused absence request. Myla Reason. Lawrence Reyes. Okay, Reza.
Reza Poor is here.
Is Mansoor Sabah. Lance Simmons.
Here.
Fernando Velasquez.
Presenting.
Lisa Wong.
Here.
Lisa Wong present. Mr. Chairman, we have 17 in attendance. We do have quorum.
Okay, great.
Could you announce the meeting that's taking place?
Okay. This is the January 21st meeting of the local station board, KPFK. And I'm going to go to the agenda. Barbara Marbach joined us. Mansoor?
Yes.
Can you put these on a chair over there for the public?
Michael, Barbara just walked in.
Sandy Childs has also joined us. Okay.
Do you have an extra pen?
Yes.
Can I use this?
Yes.
Do I hear a motion to approve the proposed agenda?
So moved.
I will entertain a motion from if Lance would like to make it to flip the local station board meeting at. Well, let me finish. You're out of order. I will entertain a motion if Lance would like to make it to flip the local station board meeting and the delegates assembly meeting so that the votes can, so that the important voting will happen earlier in the day. Would you like to make that motion?
Can I discuss it for a second?
Yes, you can motivate your motion.
Okay, thanks. It strikes me that we have some very important votes to cast here, and I would like for the board to entertain the idea that we get those votes taken care of early on and to basically flip the agenda so that we don't run the risk of losing a quorum and not getting the votes in. So that's the reason why I make the proposal, the motion.
I'd like to speak to that.
Okay, is there a second on the motion? I have a second. Okay. Excuse me?
2 minute discussion.
Right. One moment, please. Ismail?
Thank you.
Sure. Ismail Pada has joined us. Okay. So Lance motivated it. There's some discussion from Ms. Reason. Would like to weigh in on this?
Please go ahead, Ms. Reason.
Okay. First of all, we have a delegates assembly, which has an agenda, and an LSB meeting, which has an agenda. So we've got two separate agendas. They're not combined. Secondly, there may be people on their way who are intending to be part to take part in the vote for the directors and the vote on the bylaws changes. And so I hesitate to prevent those people from participating if they are intending to come here, but they anticipated that the delegates assembly would happen later.
Okay. Your concerns are noted. Your concerns are noted. We have a motion on the floor and a second. So we can vote on recessing. Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Thank you. Okay. We have a motion on the floor to recess the local station board meeting to begin the delegates' assembly meeting at this time. Mr. Secretary, if you can take a hand vote on that.
Okay, this is a vote to start the delegates meeting ahead of the LSB meeting. If, as I call your name, please, are we going to do hand vote or?
It can be a hand vote. It can be a hand vote.
All right, so let's do a hand vote. All those in favor of having the delegates meeting at the beginning, please raise your hand and keep it up. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Switching the delegates
meeting first. 8. This is to have the delegates meeting starting first. Okay. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Right. Okay, is that a yes or a no, Mr. Aaron? No. No, okay. All opposed. I'm sorry.
All right, all opposed. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Okay, so 6, 4, and abstain. 2 abstention.
Okay, so the motion fails. We will continue with our local station board meeting. Is there a motion to approve our proposed agenda?
So moved.
Second.
Are there any objections to approving our proposed agenda? Hearing none, the proposed agenda is approved. Okay. Thought that was a local station board meeting. I was wrong about that. Okay. We have, if people come in,
I can take it.
We have one excused absence request from Dorothy Reich. I know of no others. Does anyone know of any other excused absence requests at this time? Hearing none, I'll entertain a motion to approve excused absences.
Point of preparation. My question is, my question is, I see all these various people listed. Is that from a previous meeting on the agenda? Oh,
that's
sorry.
The minutes.
I'm sorry. Looking at the wrong thing.
Okay. I have a motion to approve the proposed agenda. I have a second. Is there anyone opposed to approving the proposed agenda? Hearing no opposition, the local station board agenda is hereby approved. I'm sorry, we're on excused absence requests?
Yes.
Is there any opposition to approving the excused absence of Dorothy Reich? Hearing no opposition to approving the excused absence, the excused absence is excused, is accepted. Yes, Mr. Reyes.
Question. I don't see that. I haven't completely looked at it completely yet, but
can
I don't see.
You,
oh, I'm sorry. I haven't seen that an executive session is scheduled for today. I thought we did schedule one.
Yes, it is.
Okay.
It has been scheduled. If you look at the back of the agenda, you will see the agenda for the executive session under at the bottom of page 2. Okay. Do I have a motion to approve the December minutes?
Second.
Any opposition to approving the December minutes?
I do have an objection about the way the participation of the public is characterized as Spanish language programmers and their supporters.
Okay, I believe we had discussed that at the last meeting. Your objection is noted, so we will vote on approving the minutes or not. Mr. Chairman, if you can take a vote on approving the minutes.
Yes. Hang on just one second. All those in favor of approving the minutes of the December 3rd meeting, please raise your hands and keep them up. All those in favor of approving the December 3rd minutes? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. All those opposed? 1, 2, 3, 4. All those abstaining? 1, 2, 3. So I have 11 in favor of approval, 4 opposed, and 3 abstaining.
Okay, minutes are approved. Thank you. I'll entertain a time certain to begin our delegates assembly. It was originally scheduled for 1:30. Would anyone like to move that our delegates that we adjourn by 1:30 to begin the delegates assembly meeting?
I object.
Okay, Mr. Reyes, your please explain your objection, please.
I think we just started the meeting. We have a pretty good body of time to complete our LSP business. And to go all the way to 1:30, just to go into executive session and convene the delegates assembly is, I think it's too, okay. Too the 1:30 time is, I'm not agreeable to that.
Okay.
I'm
all agreeable to like. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Excuse me. Thank you. I'm sorry. The delegates assembly was originally scheduled for 12 o'clock. I should have asked for a motion to. I should have asked to entertain a motion to adjourn our meeting by 12 o'clock to begin the delegates assembly by 12 o'clock.
So
are there any objections to the 12 o'clock proposed adjournment time for a time certain? Hearing none, that time certain passes. We have spoken with the management of the Peace Center, who has agreed to schedule us at this location for the third Sunday of each month. I'll entertain a motion to meet here next month on the third Sunday. Are there any objections to meeting here next month? Hearing none, it shall be so. There has been a request to begin a program director search. That is something that I am going to say should be taken up by the personnel committee. And Ms. Jan Goodman, our chair of the personnel committee, just walked in. So I would, can we schedule a meeting, Jan?
Now the purview of the personnel committee.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay, please have a seat, then I'll ask you your question. As chair of the personnel committee, there has been discussion that we need to begin a program director search, but the personnel committee has not been meeting. Can we schedule a personnel committee meeting?
Yes.
Do you have any date in mind?
Thursday.
Okay. So Ms. Goodman will work on getting a date for the personnel committee to meet within the next 48 hours.
It is not the purview.
Okay.
The
audience, please be quiet.
Yes,
thank you.
Yes, I'll.
Thank you.
I'll do it within the next.
Okay. We're moving on to report. I'm sorry, there's a couple of questions here related to this topic. This is not a topic that needs to be voted on. I know that there's strong feelings about personnel issues, so I'll allow a couple of comments. I have one from Lawrence, one from Lawrence Reyes, and one from Steve Fry. Lawrence?
I believe Mr. Aaron had his hand up too.
Okay. Lawrence, please proceed.
So what I'd like to see is the PD search committee be open to new members, in particular members that may have a minority opinion in regards to what the majority wants to do. So I'd like to you know, I'd like to volunteer myself to be on that search committee.
Okay. All local station board members are welcome to attend.
That's
the
not what I'm saying, Mr. Chair.
Yeah, but if you want to be part of the program director search committee, you need to attend the personnel committee meeting, is what I'm saying.
That's not what he's
okay, doing. Excuse me, audience. Be quiet, please. Thank you. Mr. Pryde.
I'm a little confused. This has always been a separate committee, a search committee.
Exactly.
Why is it not part of the personnel headed by the very person who paused the last search? And the word was paused that was used when we voted.
Okay.
Not suspended. It was paused. It was in process, almost complete, when it was paused. We're not resuming that particular search. We're giving it to Jan to do now?
Okay. Excuse me, Mr. Pryde. That is incorrect. We are not giving it to Jan to do, to Ms. Goodman. It needs to be referred to the proper committee, which is the Personnel Committee. This is the same process that we used for, this is the same process that we used for our General Manager Search Committee. It is the General Manager Search Committee for, and we just recently hired a new General Manager. Our General Manager Search Committee came out of our Personnel Committee. It was an ad hoc committee of the Personnel Committee. The Personnel Committee does have purview over that area. So I'm referring this to the Personnel Committee. If you would like to participate in this process, I encourage you to attend the next meeting of the Personnel Committee, which will be scheduled by Ms. Goodman. Yes, Mr. Alexander.
So just to clarify, a new...
Use the microphone, please.
Just to clarify, a new PD search committee will not be formed?
A PD search committee similar to the General Manager Search Committee will be discussed at the Personnel Committee and forwarded to the local station board for action.
Then perhaps the chair of that committee could answer, will a new committee be formed strictly from the members of the Personnel Committee, which I might...
You know, quite honestly, I haven't been thinking about this, recently, so I really have to do some research to find out what the appropriate, you know, path forward is. I know that what we did was we did pause the PD search committee until we got a new general manager, so the new general manager, you know, would have input into the choice. So I don't know if the new year means that we should start a new committee or if we should start or if we should continue the old one. I really don't know. So that's something, and, you know, I'm not the person, I'm not the ruler, so I don't know. That's, I guess, something that we would discuss in the personnel committee to figure out, you know, what we should be doing. And if anybody has any information or background or what's been done in the past, please send it to the personnel committee, and you can send it to me to make sure that I get it so that we can take all of that into account. I really don't have, you know, like, this is not something that I've been in charge of before, so I don't have, you know, the historical memory to say, oh, this is how we do it, and that I'm not familiar with the bylaws on the subject, so we'll just have to figure it out.
Thank you. And I really do not want to take a lot of time on this topic, because, excuse me, audience, be quiet. I really do not want to take a lot of time on this topic. What I'm saying is that this needs to be referred to the Personnel Committee. The only reason I brought it up was because local station board members have expressed an interest in starting the process. So for that process to start, it needs to be referred to the Personnel Committee for action. If you're interested in this topic, I encourage you to attend the next meeting of the Personnel Committee, which should be posted shortly. Last comment, Mr. Reyes.
I think this is a matter that needs robust discussion in regards to why do we still have to keep going and, in my opinion, double dipping into the well in regards to the way we recruit our staff, and you know, I would hope that a new PD search committee be formed in order for us to have a fresh, robust search in regards to our program director for our station. So,
okay, thank you for your comments. Excuse me, Ms. Reason.
Do we have a timekeeper, and are we at 15
minutes? Okay, I'm going to move on to directors' reports. So, our directors, Ms. Aaron, would you like to begin?
Oh, okay. First, I wanted to report out. First, I wanted to report out what was decided in the last few PNB meetings. I don't have it in front of me, however. Basically, in the last PNB meeting, we voted to accept a loan, the details of a loan, collateralized by the KPFK building, to pay off the Empire State Realty Trust summary judgment. That was the first report out. And the second report out, which I'm very happy about, is that the National Board hired Tom Livingston to be our interim executive director.
One moment, Grace. If anyone has parked a motorcycle in front, please move it per the management of the building. Thank you. Please continue, Ms. Aaron.
He's extremely well qualified. I have never seen an applicant for any managerial position in Pacifica as well qualified as Tom is. He is going to be interim because he is he heads up a search firm for management executives and other staff for public media, which is incredible. And he has often gone in as an interim turnaround person for ailing radio stations and ailing radio networks and other media. He will go in, do what he can to fix it, and also recruit a manager for that facility that he feels, because of his knowledge of having been interim, would be a good match. So besides the fact that he has a lot of turnaround experience, he has a lot of radio experience, management experience, he also has an incredible Rolodex because his firm has placed over 300 staff over the last 20, 30 years in public media positions, including 100 or so top management staffs in those facilities. So I think this is really incredible. He's turned around a number of radio stations, increased their listenership, and increased their finances, their income. So I'm very, very happy. We really need a strong senior executive for Pacifica, and we need somebody who can quickly hire, who knows the available consultants that are out there, who he can hire on a short-term consultancy basis, because we have a lot of areas of deficiency in this foundation, not the least of which is human relations, development. You know, we really need to beef up our senior management, so I'm really happy about this. I don't want to go on and on because...
Can I add one thing to it?
Yeah, of course. Well, how about you be next?
Okay, thank you, Ms. Aaron. Just a note, we do have a executive session of the Delegates Assembly scheduled for later in the day to discuss confidential financial matters related to Pacifica, so those do not need to be discussed by the directors in public at this time. Mr. Mansour, please continue with your report.
So he, according to his website and portfolio, he has hired 85% of people who have been hired by his firm are people of color, and 50% of that's been women. So, I mean, it's a really good knowledge of what's going on in the media land of the whole nation.
Is that completed?
Non-commercial.
Non-commercial.
Is that completed? Is that a fate accomplished?
Done, come on, it's a done deal.
Yes.
Okay. It's done, right? Thank you, Mansour.
Ms. Goodman, would you like to continue with the director's reports?
Yes. We also have a letter of intent for a larger loan for Pacifica, and which will be able to take out the smaller bridge loan, and will also be able to hopefully pay off ESRT and the pension plan problem, and that loan will be a 3-year loan. So it will give us time, it will give Pacifica time to reorganize itself. And as many of you undoubtedly know from looking at the things that have been on the internet, there's been a big debate over whether or not the path to a successful Pacifica is via bankruptcy or loans, and that has been a very big debate. And you know, at this point, we're planning to. But that's the big picture, which is not a which is very public at this point. I'm not saying anything that hasn't been like on the front page of the Wall Street Journal. So
we have public comment after this report so that the board can and the members of PNB can respond to our questions.
After the treasurer's report and questions and answers for treasurers, we will have time for public comment. We are not going to engage in back and forth with the public.
And answers about the PMB report.
Okay. No, that's inappropriate. I'm sorry.
Let's wait for public.
Are you done, Ms. Goodman?
I'm just trying to think of if there's more. I mean, these are the really big, important issues, and I don't think that there's need to go into any more detail about these things.
I have a point. Mr. Alexander?
I guess I should give a report about the Sharon Brown situation, because that's been something that the PNB has been concerned with.
Okay, and this is public knowledge already?
Yes.
Okay, please go ahead.
Just that is this good enough?
No, you were good before.
How about right here? Okay. That the Sharon Brown case is on appeal, and which basically the judge ruled that holds all the status quo of where everybody is at the moment, and until the appeal goes into further steps, the LSB is set the way it is, and the status quo is now what it will be for the next period of time.
So nothing changes until the appeal is heard.
Exactly.
Thank you.
Until the what? Who won the case?
Until the appeal is heard. I'm sorry.
The case.
Mr. Alexander, you have the floor.
I don't know what that means. Who's appealing?
Sharon Brown. Sharon Brown won, and they're appealing her win.
Okay, thank you. There you go.
Thank you. Most of my report will probably be best gave in executive session.
Okay.
But let me just say this. I don't share the same opinion as the other three directors when it comes to mortgaging the KPFK building and taking out loans that we cannot pay back.
Yes.
The plan, as she just stated, is to get a loan to pay back the loan. Not the worst idea in the world, even though it seems to be on the surface, except for you can't pay back the loan. We have many assets, which you've seen emails about, but we don't have very much of a cash flow at all. Our chief financial officer, our legal counsel, have all but been left out of the loop on these loans, as I can share with you in emails, and I have right here. But our CFO, all of our accountants, all of our business managers, and our general managers think that there's a better way to go than in this market being suddenly forced out of a building where we don't have to pay any rent. Imagine having to suddenly move in this market when you don't have any credit at all, because Pacifica, by and large, comes off as deadbeats. Pacifica doesn't pay our bills. If we get into a situation where we have to pay our bills, we pull out the lawyers. But I guess the rest is probably best left in executive session. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Alexander. We have questions and answers for the directors from the local station board. I will begin taking a cue at this point. I have Mr. Reyes, Mr. Velasquez. Well, she's a director. She's not asking questions and answers. One moment. Let me get the cue first, okay? Anyone else like to be placed on the queue at this time? No. Myla Reason? Okay. I'm sorry, Ms. Goodman. You wanted to make a clarification or something?
Well, I was just going to, you know, if we were going to get into the details of why, you know, what the choices were, to discuss those choices,
I think it's better left for closed session.
Okay, because the choices are far from
right.
Like
I think that's closed session material. Thank you.
Suggested.
So local station board members.
The questions and the solutions.
So local station. Excuse me, audience. Please don't interrupt us. Thank you. Excuse me, audience. Please don't interrupt us. Thank you. Have respect for the local station board members. Okay. Mr. Reyes.
Thank you, Chair.
So what is your question and who is your question for?
I have a motion.
You're out of order with a motion at this time.
Public comment.
You're out of order with a motion.
Talk on no proprietary information. That
your
public
your
comment
motion's out of order.
And questions be allowed to the directors without sharing proprietary information that's going to be shared in the executive session. I think that's fair. I think it's a fair proposal to make, and I hope that the body considers it in that vein. So
I'm
that's
going to
my motion.
Your motion out of order.
Well, I'm appealing your decision, Chair.
Okay, the decision of the chair has been appealed as to audience participation in questions and answers of the directors on the directors' reports, Mr. Chair. Mr. Secretary, thank you. Mr. Secretary, if you could take a vote on the motion a yes vote would be a vote to uphold the ruling of the chair. A no vote would be a vote to not uphold the ruling of the chair, which would mean that, in essence, we would allow questions from the audience.
No, we would take a motion.
I want to cut to the chase.
You have to hear my appeal, Chair.
Yeah, I want to cut to the chase. A no vote will be to allow the audience to ask questions of the directors. I don't think we need to put an intermediary step in there anywhere. Thank you, Mr. Chair and Mr. Secretary. If you could take the vote.
Chair, I think you have to hear my appeal, Chair. The reasons why I'm respectfully challenging your decision, Chair.
Mr. Reyes would like to motivate his motion before we take a vote. Mr. Reyes, please do.
Thank you. With the concerns that are going out throughout the network within the signal area in regards to our present condition and to regards to the decisions that have been made in secrecy in regards to mortgaging the building to take out a predatory loan, I believe it's fair to ask the questions of our directors that are not proprietary and that they can be candid about to allow public comment to be had before the members ask questions of the directors. Thank you.
Okay. More discussion.
Sir, turn over to the secretary. You should not be chairing this question.
Nor should you. Mr. Simmons.
Mr. Chairman, can I just ask a few questions of you?
Microphone, please. You have a point of information?
Yes, point of information. Does the audience have a time designated for which to raise concerns?
It's on your agenda. Look at your agenda.
Not at the PM.
Can I please ask
quiet.
A question?
Thank you.
Does the audience have an opportunity to pose questions regarding this issue designated during this meeting.
So again, thank you for respecting the local station board's discussion here.
No, he will not.
The answer to that question is yes, during public comments, the public can pose questions, but that does not require answers from the directors.
Okay. But there is ample opportunity. I just want to get this for clarification.
Excuse me, audience, please be quiet.
There is ample opportunity for the audience to pose questions regarding this issue during this meeting.
Correct.
After the fact.
Can we take that vote back?
Okay. Mr. Secretary, if we can take the vote again, a yes vote is to uphold the ruling of the chair. A no vote is to not uphold the ruling of the chair regarding audience participation in question and answer session with the directors at this time. Yes, thank you.
All those in favor of upholding the rule of the chair, please raise your hands and keep them up. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. All those opposed to the ruling of the chair. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. All those abstaining. 1, 2. 12 in favor of the ruling of the chair, 7 opposed, 2 abstain.
Okay, thank you very much. Mr. Velasquez, you're next on question and answer session.
My question is addressed to Grace, Aaron, and Jan Goodman. When we first opted for a democratic structure at Pacifica in the early 2000s, we approved a set of bylaws that were contentious, and it was difficult to get there, but we actually made it. And our understanding was that we Pacific will become a much more democratic institution to set up a good example for the rest of the country, leading, inspiring other people perhaps to be more democratic. At that time, this is in response to Jan Goodman's questions earlier, it was decided that an important position, such as program director or general manager, it would have to, in order to be transparent and democratic, in the hiring committee, the search and hiring committee, will be composed of listeners, programmers, and members of the LSV. Somewhere down the line, between then and now, certain groups have been excluded to make it a monopoly of certain members of the local station board, and that is not very democratic. Now, my question is the following, is for both of them. When we do have a better option in New York City to get over $2 million to get take care of our business, financial business at this point, we are going somewhere else where we get a loan that is not secure with the guaranteed programming that will generate enough money to pay those loans. In essence, we are giving our property, our real estate property, away. And why can both of you guys, Grace and Jan, explain to me why it's so?
Okay, so yes, Ms. Heron, please do.
Okay, the first thing is this. The Empire State, we owe probably about $2.5 million to the Empire State Realty Trust at this time. The summary judgment is for $1.8 million. The Empire State Realty Trust is charging us 9% interest on that money. Essentially, we have a loan with them. We haven't paid them. They're charging us 9% plus fees and penalties, extra fees and penalties. So probably we're paying something like 11 or 12%. I'm not sure of the exact figure. So we already have a loan on all of Pacifica property. Right now, the Empire State Realty Trust will probably be putting liens on every single building that we own. That is a loan. So getting a loan, another loan, to supplant the loan we already have with the Empire State Realty Trust with a better interest rate and better terms is simply transferring the loan from one lender to another, a more friendly lender. Right now, Empire State Realty Trust has the ability to just tap into our station bank accounts. Getting a separate loan to supplant that makes sense to me. The other alternative is bankruptcy. Bankruptcy has a lot of downsides. Now, in terms of the KPFK building, the second loan, which should be funding in a month or two, will be using more than the KPFK building as collateral, several or all, I'm not sure. So that it won't be the KPFK building that's in jeopardy. It will be more than just the KPFK building, probably the KPFA building, the Houston building. The other thing is we can pay off a substantial part of the loan, and none of this is proprietary information or secret, because we have placed the Nakupon National Office Building, which is in Berkeley, up for sale. And the proceeds of that sale can be used to pay back this bridge loan. It's a great deal of the sale money will take care of a lot of that loan. So it's not true that we don't have a plan to pay the loan back, at least a significant part of the loan. The other thing is, if we don't get some extra money to get our audits done, we're going to lose our nonprofit status on February 14th. We have till February 14th. Because of bankruptcy preparation, the audits, the 2016 audit has been put on the back burner.
Yeah, but you just avoided me.
Okay.
So the question is why the New York offer is being dismissed.
Okay,
why?
The New York offer. Let me explain the New York offer. There is a New York offer for a PSOA that's basically leasing the WBAI studio. We get very little for that. It basically gives away the station for 5 or 10 years. We wouldn't be able to sell that or swap that signal because it's tied up, because we're going to lease it to another entity, the Manhattan Neighborhood Network. They cannot pay us for that. The only thing that they can do is take over the lease payments to the Empire State Realty Trust and take over our normal operating costs. That's all. We don't get anything from it. We still have the money we owe right now to the Empire State Realty Trust. It doesn't pay that off. So it's a very bad deal, in my opinion, and in the opinion of the majority of the National Board. It really has not been discussed by the National Board. It's been publicly discussed. That's why I can tell you all about this, because it has not been discussed by the National Board, but it has been discussed by a lot of people involved in the process. So it is not a very good deal, because it doesn't pay off the Empire State Realty Trust debt we owe them.
Thank you, Ms. Aaron, Ms. Reason, and then Ms. Ivor.
I think Jonathan had his hand up.
Okay, I'll take Ms. Reason first.
Okay, I'm going to switch gears here for a moment.
Louder,
I know that because of the focus on the loan and the bankruptcy, that you haven't been able to get to items that have been on the agenda of the National Board for some time. But in light of all of the focus on sexual harassment and impropriety generally in this country, it's my understanding that, Grace, you've kind of spearheaded a move to make sure that all of the Pacifica stations have some kind of training so that we are not jeopardized by inappropriate sexual behavior. And I wonder if you can just give us a little bit of an update on that.
Yes. I placed two items, one on the open session agenda of the National Board and one on the closed session agenda, about our vulnerability when it comes to human relations lawsuits and sexual harassment charges. The motion in open session, which I hope will be passed and implemented, I'm sure it will be, is to have all staff who have any kind of managerial duties have routine sexual harassment training. This is the law in California. We passed a resolution to that effect here on our LSB about a year ago at my instigation. It's cheap. It can be done online in 15 or 20 minutes. maybe at the time that I instituted sexual harassment training for all employees of Pacifica in 2009, when I was the interim executive director. It cost $12 a launch at that time. Maybe it's a little more now, but that's such a small amount of money. It gives us enormous protection, legal protection in the future, if we can show that we have done our due diligence to train our staff in what is okay and what's not okay regarding sexual harassment training is the name, but it's anti-discrimination training. It covers all of any kind of thing having to do with discrimination, racial discrimination, religious discrimination, age discrimination, and sexual discrimination. All of that is covered by this simple training that's done online, that's very inexpensive, and we should certainly institute that so that all of our staff have sexual harassment training.
Thank you, Ms. Aaron. Ms. Eidman.
I have a question for any of our directors. I know the strategy that was adopted by the PNB was contested, and apparently the CFO and various other specialists had other ideas they presented. The new person, Livingston, that is coming in, the turnaround person, was his opinion or experience incorporated into the decision-making process?
Okay. Mr. Alexander, would you like to answer that?
I wasn't involved in the process with Mr. Livingston.
And the answer for me is not my
option. Okay.
Mr. Potter?
Yeah. The question is for Grace. I still have the flu.
Oh.
Is the... Yes. Yeah, that's why I'm shaking everybody's hands. I'd like to know the New York proposal would...
Your mic's not...
Hey, Jamie, could you follow me?
I got the flu.
No, the mic's on. He's just speaking very softly.
Speak up, please.
The New York...
He's having trouble doing that.
The New York proposal would... take over or assume the payments to the Empire State and operating expenses for all of Pacifica or just for New York? That's the first question. Second one, if it assumes those payments to Empire State, then what you're saying is that we still have, as Pacifica, the situation of trying to pay the $1.8 million judgment, is that correct?
That's correct. By the way, I've asked questions of the people who are interested in this PSOA with the Manhattan Neighborhood Network and not received an answer. The National Board, to my knowledge, has not gotten any written proposal from the Manhattan Neighborhood Network. You know, with all these kind of contracts, the devil is in the details, but it is illegal for them to pay us anything over the operating expenses of the station. So we would still have the entire debt we have to date to the Empire State Realty Trust.
$1.8 million.
The debt is more than $1.8 million. It was $1.8 million.
Excuse me, audience. Be quiet, please. Excuse me, audience. Be quiet, please.
Okay. So I want to say that I think there was a question that Jan texted me asking me to respond for her to some extent because her husband just had heart surgery. I'm sure she's exhausted. And he's doing fine, right?
Yeah, I had a little episode this morning. So
oh.
That's why I was
oh, okay. Sorry. Our thoughts and well wishes to Jerry. But anyway, Jan was really very instrumental and asked the right questions at the right time that got us Tom Livingston. So I want to thank her. It was done in a very proper process in the Personnel Committee of the National Board, and it was just a very, in my opinion, very well done.
Could you tell us where he's from and all that, and Catherine Davis was involved with it?
I believe that information on our new director has already been published and forwarded to all the local station boards.
Yes. Yes.
Mr. Alexander, if you'd like to add on to that.
I'd just like to comment on what's being deemed the New York offer. The PSOA, I agree, is not a very great offer, and pretty much what she says is true about the PSOA. But But the real New York offer that was being considered by our CFO and that we allowed brokers to look into is a signal swap. Yeah. They looked at a signal swap on all the stations. Look, at the end of the day, WBAI is reaching about 1% of its potential audience, maybe 2%, in Manhattan. And they aren't about to change anything anytime soon. Nothing's changed in this last year. You know, a third of their revenue comes from Los Angeles programmers. But the real offer is a signal swap on an East Coast station. What we need to do is what makes the most business sense. And you have to ask yourself, why did the CFO and the legal counsel feel that they are now being left out of the loop? A signal swap would create, and I'm not going to sit here and sell that because that may not necessarily be the thing, but a signal swap would create awareness of BAI and give us an opportunity. It would create the cash that she's talking about that the PSOA won't give us. PSOA is not a good idea, but a signal swap is. But the bottom line is our chief financial officer and our former IED, Bill, who doesn't have a real problem with Livingston coming in because he's tired of a real thankless job, is the signal swap will allow us to pay off all of our debts. We owe about $3 million plus $56,000 every month to Empire State, and we haven't given them a dime since April because we haven't had any money. And there's no plans. We don't even sit around and talk about ways to really create revenue and change programming. Because, see, like Fernando was just talking about changing programming. Me and him probably won't even agree on how the programming needs to be changed. But we know that we have to change our product if we and change the way we're doing things because this isn't working. This way we've been doing things, this whole governance thing has brought us right to the edge of extinction.
Point of order, point of order. We have a big agenda.
A big agenda and many things to do, so as with tradition, we'll just move on. But what I'd like to say is that if the CFO were allowed to do his job and prepare for bankruptcy, prepare for Chapter 11, as opposed to being forced into bankruptcy, which is what he begged us to do, but was constantly shut out of the conversation by members in this room and other members on the board and the disruptors on the board. We wouldn't be in a situation. We would not be in a situation where Empire State could tomorrow morning seize on any bank account in any signal area. But every time we tried to get into a position where this wouldn't happen to protect ourselves, no, he was blocked because, no, there's no way out. There's no path out but the one that Grace Aaron has said that we must go and that Jan said we must go, which is the loan. And I'm not against a loan. I'm not against borrowing money if I know I can pay it back. I'll go get a loan on a car if I know I got a job and can pay it back. But Pacifica doesn't pay its bills because we don't have any money. There's a reason why. Fine. Oh, please stop me. Go ahead. No.
You're out of order.
Familiar? Does it seem right?
Point of order is not out of order.
Okay. Just let him finish, please.
Go ahead. I'm out of order.
The tower lease on Empire State Building is $56,000 a month. The reason why they took us to court is because for 3 months in a row, we couldn't come up with the 12. A fund drive in BAI on a good day can raise $8,000 a day. He does not have to sit here and listen to this. That's right.
This is
wonderful if you don't pay your bills.
The people want
our chief financial officer knows what he's talking about, and he doesn't care about one faction of the other any more than I do. Because both factions are killing us. Pacifica's been trapped in a fight between one faction and the faction that runs this building for too long. It's brought us to extinction. I'm talking about changing it and breaking this damn wheel. Shit. Go ahead. Mr. Aaron, what would you like to say? Enlighten us.
We're going to move at this. Excuse me.
Can I make my point of order?
One moment, please. I have the floor. I have the floor. Thank you. We're going to move on to the Treasurer's Report. Mr. Aaron, you have the floor.
Okay. We've been having our meetings and going over... Thank you.
You'll be having your meetings with yourself.
Audience, please.
Okay, so what
audience,
we've been having our meetings on a regular basis. Attendance has been improving, and we luckily had Christine Blasdale, who's still the GM, She's covering until, this hasn't been mentioned in the meeting, the new GM that's been selected by the interim executive director is Zuberi Fields. And he's been hired, and he should be starting sometime in February. But he had a pre-planned vacation, so that he's going to do. And then when he comes back, he'll be starting, and he'll be, Christine will transfer control over to him in during February. And so in our meeting, we discussed first that KPFK's performance in terms of its income and expenses has been adhering pretty close to the budget. It's a little bit behind here and there, but we can extend fund drives, and we're close to the budget fulfilling the requirements because we did very well in December. Not December, in the November drive, we far exceeded what we had planned. And we got some extra cash in December. And just as a little note of interest, one of the members of the Finance Committee came up and did a little cart, a recording on the air to encourage year-end donations to take advantage of a certain aspect of deductions that are going to be eliminated in 2018 because of the new tax codes.
The GM did the same thing.
The GM made the same kind of recording. So it was good in that, like an LSB member's participating to work with the station operations to increase income. Steve Kaiser. Well, I don't want to embarrass
him. Hope you all heard it.
Okay. So we're running close to the budget. The budget has not yet been approved because the Finance Committee hasn't met. The National Finance Committee hasn't met. The budget's been with them for over a month, like 2 months, but they haven't gotten around to addressing it to the point where it can be approved or referred or changed or anything. But we're following it. The GM's been following it, and we're adhering pretty long. Then there was a long discussion about the bankruptcy and the judgment, and no motions came out of the committee. And it's really a question for the Pacifica National Board. There is one motion that we did come up with on that, and I didn't submit it to this LSB, but it was approved by the committee. Oh, there's one last thing. I did acquire a check register from 2016 to see if there was any unusual expenditures, and we reviewed that. I categorized it, and we reviewed it at the meeting, and we didn't come up with anything very unusual. In previous meetings, I should report on this, we spoke with the interim, the person who was acting as general manager while Christine was out of country. Stuart.
Landau.
I forgot his last name.
Landau.
Landau, right. Stuart Landau. And he told us and explained to the committee about the different repeater stations when you hear, when they say, KPFK and Chula Vista and Santa Barbara, and it lists all these cities and Coral and different signal frequencies and so forth. He was explaining how all that operates, and it's a question of it varies, there's different agreements, but it costs us money to have the transmitters there or the repeaters and to rent the space of the towers and so forth. But it gives us increased audience. And we're up to Santa Barbara, and we're down to San Diego. And the other thing was we reviewed with him the operations of the tower on Mount Wilson and what could be expected upcoming expenses, which have been allocated in the budget to make sure that the climate is maintained up there. There's also a potential for income, added income, if we can rent out some of the space on the tower to other radio stations. So again, we discussed the BK and the judgment and the loans, that's all a very topic du jour, and everybody wants to talk about that, but mostly we did discuss it, but we put it over to, it's a national decision. The only motion we did have, and we approved it, I didn't submit it, but I'd like to read it here, and I guess we could consider taking it now or not.
Well, we have time certain, and we need to hear public comment.
Okay, so. Great. So I'm just going to say what the motion was about. I don't have to submit it. It's basically if any loans are acquired by the National Board using any property, including KPFK or KPFT, any one property, the loan has been acquired by Pacifica, not by KPFK. And the obligation to repay that loan is Pacifica's. And a repayment of the loan will be a burden on all the stations, as adjudicated by the PNB. Whatever they decide is a way to distribute the burden. It is not a KPFK obligation to pay that loan back, because KPFK doesn't own KPFK building, and it doesn't own that KPFK liability if the lien is put on the building. It's owned by Pacifica. It's all Pacifica. So we wanted to make that very clear. And there was one other thing in it, which is any funds requisitioned by the National Board from any station or business unit have to go get credit against the central service obligation. There have been instances when the national office has taken, oh, I need $30,000 or $40,000 or $95,000 to handle a judgment or to pay salary or do whatever. And it has not been credited against our central service obligations. It's just been like, well, that's that, and we're done. So the motion is to prohibit that and make it retroactive to January 2015. So that's the motion, and we'll try to get that up to the national.
Okay. Are there questions and answers for the treasurer? I see that the public's ready to start talking. If not, if there's no questions for the treasurer,
I have a question.
Okay. Yes, Mr.
Alexander.
So, Mr. Treasurer, you mentioned the plan about spreading the hurt around of the loan for the loan, and that's a really good idea. The only problem with that is many of the stations can't pay their bills currently. So I was wondering, which of the five radio stations do you think would be the first to not be able to pay the loan? Would it be New York, the station that's got us here, or is it KPFT, the station with the really low, even though they are doing some improvements there, or is it most likely the one I figure going to be DC?
Personally, I think, first of all, I'm not on the PNB. I'm not purviewing over the five stations. But these are the kinds of problems that the UN runs into or America runs into in terms of giving foreign aid to countries. It's very interesting because this is a communal effort. We have five stations. There's nothing mandated. There is a phrase in the bylaws that each of these units will, to as great a degree as possible, be self-sufficient. But it's not out of my scope of reality that you might sacrifice and maintain a signal somewhere for other than financial purposes and be willing to lose money in location X because of the benefit of the signal. And I'm not saying that's the case with New York because it's got low listenership. But how it's paid, how the loan is going to be repaid is the province of the Pacifica National Board. That's all I could say.
Thank you. We are at just about time certain for this. We need to start taking public comments, but we do have a little bit more time for questions and answers. Ms. Goodman and Mr. Velasquez. Please make your points briefly because we need to move on.
Quickly.
Where the money comes from to repay it, to repay the larger loan, would be to either pay the smaller loan or the larger loan to be determined. So it could be a signal swap. It could be by actually getting more money. And I know people think, well, how could we get more money if we haven't had more money? And that's one of the reasons for getting a professional executive director. And I'll give an example, which I think will be heartening to all of us and important, because when we were interviewing Tom Livingston, for instance, one of the things that he said when he was talking about stations that he had turned around and networks he had turned around is that a particular station, that their average donation was too high. And we said, well, how could an average donation be too high? And he said, well, what has happened is that stations have gotten into this mode of wanting to have higher and higher average donations, and so they have premiums that are higher and so forth. He said, but the reality is that you need to have a larger donor base, and you need to have many more donors. And so one of the things he did to turn around...
Is this a question for the Treasury?
Okay.
No, this was an answer to this idea of where the money is going to come from, because that's, you know, that's critical to everything we're talking about. And anyway, the bottom line was he just said, you know, you have to have more donors and smaller donors. You have to, of course, keep large donors, but you have to have smaller donors. And that's something that none of our people have been looking at or for, and it's one of the ways of...
No, we're just tired of telling you for years.
Audience, please restrain yourselves. You will have your chance. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Anyway, so the money can come from any source, and having a signal swap is definitely not ruled out.
This is Mr. Velasquez, you have the floor.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're in the business of selling programming. We are in the business of selling ideas to encourage debate and better decisions in a democratic society. We don't have a new market study on the radio business. We don't have a plan for restructuring programming. How do you think someone's going to come with a magic wand and perform a miracle for us? We need to come out with a plan.
Thank you, Mr. Velasquez. I will. I think that it's time to transition to public comments. If we can give the microphone, Ms. Childs, Sandy,
and
the microphone right there for the public. Thank you. Can we take the microphone off the stand?
I couldn't get it out.
Oh, there you go.
People on the radio know how to do that.
Yeah, thanks.
I haven't been here for a while, but I do want to once again comment about the lack of transparency. I find it appalling that the most detailed information that was out about the decisions being made came from Steve Brown in New York. We have not been getting public statements from you. I want to go back to Fernando's point about democracy. When there's a lot in the bylaws that's problematic, but the basis of it and the way it was done was a perfect model for democracy. This LSB for years took public comment before taking any votes, took public comments on critical issues, not assigned the public to 15 minutes at the end, after which the meeting is going to be adjourned. This is not a democratically run board. And the smirk and shit-eating smile on the face of the chairman when he won his vote was outrageous. The lack of transparency is what I'm the most concerned about. You are not informing our audience, our people, our supporters regularly about what the debate has been. I still don't understand why KPFK is the building that is going to be put up. When there was all this discussion about a building that was basically used as a storage facility. I wish that we could get that answer today, among other answers that we should be getting from you. You really should be ashamed of yourself about the lack of transparency and the lack of democratic process of this board.
Thank you. There will be 15 minutes before the director's elections during the delegates' assembly. Thank you.
Yes, good morning. First, I'd like to applaud the remarks of Board Member Jonathan Alexander. I'm just amazed to get something that feels like fresh air. I'm Dr. Halley, a holistic practitioner, a long-time supporter of Pacifica Radio. If you haven't been unconscious in recent years, you're pretty aware that Pacifica Radio has been in serious financial straits for many years now. Yet with the recent loss of the WBAI broadcast tower-related lawsuit, things have become much more dire. Still, the biggest problem seems to be the fact that, the fact of the long-standing one of management's refusal to face reality and to act to solve problems, basically a position of denial, and pretty much psychopathological. I call upon the PNB and Pacifica Foundation to immediately liquidate some Pacifica Radio property, such as real estate in Berkeley or Texas, and most especially in selling the WBAI license, possibly a signal swap, although this seems a little bit the light date at this point. But anyway, mostly sell the WBAI license, as you suggested. We'd be in the black. We'd really be in the black. And besides, it appears that station is not very well supported by the New York City signal area, so it seems like a no-brainer to me. A lot of poor management, history of poor management of the VAI, and actually much, a high percentage of the source of much of our present dilemma today.
Thank you, sir, for your comments.
Yeah, I want to take offense to the idea that we're the audience. As my remarks address the chair, this is not a game show, and it's not audience participation. We're the public. We are the people whose donations pay the salary of the paid staff. We're the people who vote and elect you as delegates. So you need to give us a little bit more respect. On the question of the loan, I think a loan is certainly wiser than bankruptcy because Pacifica has so many assets that bankruptcy would not result in the reduction of any of the debt. It would just mean that they would take the assets to pay off the debt. However, any decent loan would have a concrete plan for repayment. When the PNB did an internal loan to KPFT for $100,000 to get a new transmitter to get them out of the situation they were in where they had to get constant exceptions from the FCC to broadcast at low power, we wrote into the proposal that they were borrowing $100,000 from the rest of the foundation, the requirement that they come up with a plan for how they were going to build their audience based on the increased power. They never did so. And that's the fundamental issue and problem that continues to face Pacifica, is that we are failing to meet the needs of the communities we're supposed to serve. Therefore, we do not have an audience that appreciates what we put out and is willing to pay for it. So that's the fundamental thing that has to be done. You have to come up with a program, programming material that corresponds to the needs of the communities. Houston is the largest, fastest growing large city in the United States. They have the most diverse population of any city in the United States. They have the fastest growing youth population of any city in the United States. And yet for years they were broadcasting country music and the BBC. So of course they're going to fail. New York City has completely transformed itself demographically. You have to have a broadcast that reached the tri-state area because gentrification has driven the original audience of WBAI out of New York City. So you have to have a strategy for that that means you recognize what the demographics are that are growing. You have to be able to reach Spanish-speaking people in all of our single areas. They're a huge part of the population, and we're failing to do so. You have to have a relationship with your audience, which is respectful. That's an audience.
Thank you, Michael. Good morning. 2 points. First of all, for the programming is key, and right now we have to admit there's a lot of very irrelevant programming, and a lot of people who used to be Pacifica supporters are no longer doing supporting us. I ask for some respect, please, for all of us. We are not the audience, we are the public. That's correct. Now, just some useful information from the bylaws about these delegates' duties, specific duties as members of the local station board, is to obviously to hire the general manager and the programming director, and also you may appoint a special subcommittee to do that. But subcommittees, committees that are already existent there, may not create subcommittees of their own. So please, some transparency on the hiring of a programming director who should definitely be bilingual and who should be aware of the communities in the Signal area of KPFK and just have a general vision. So thank you. On Grace Aaron's proposal to create a sexual harassment training, that's easy, 15-minute fix to protect you know, KPFK from lawsuits. I understand that we need to be protected from lawsuits, but we also need a real way of dealing with sexual harassment in the workplace and not just a quick fix. Thank you.
Yes. Thank you for your comment.
Good day. John, KPFK listener sponsor. First, I'd like to thank the GM Search Committee for completing their work. Thank you very much. I would ask that you please vote no on bylaw amendment 8. You voted against one that resembles it, Amendment 3. Bylaw Amendment 8. The summary says director's disqualification includes advisory political position. Well, I've spoken on this topic before. I think the bylaw amendment that prevents people appointed by governments to serve on a board was a mistake. And it's resulted in a lot of unpleasant, unnecessary removals from this board. I don't think someone who sits on the board of an art museum should be disqualified for sitting on this board because it's a public art museum, and that's, well, that's part of the government. So expanding the pool of people who will be disqualified is a big mistake because it'll result in more lawsuits and more qualified people being thrown off these boards for no reason, in my view. I recommend that after this, the closed meeting is done, that we have an ad hoc meeting of the whole here and allow the competing sides on the financial question to lay out their case. It sounds like they all have a lot more to say on this. So anyone, we should have another meeting, not an official one, but I want to hear what everyone on this, Jonathan has more to say, good, I want to hear it. Jan, you have more to say, I want to hear it. The Aarons, they have more to say, good, I want to hear it. So I recommend an ad hoc. And also, you can, in the agenda, you can establish time limits for speakers. There have been some conflict today about people speaking, the length they're speaking. You can have time limits for speaking included in the agenda, and then you can have a guide for that. And I'm glad to see Zuberry coming back. Thank you.
Thank you for your comments, Mr. Gary.
Okay, we still do not know, Grace Aaron, the total number of the debt of Pacifica. Is not the $1.8 million keeps being thrown out because it is the most urgent one right now, given the realty situation. I want to hear that. In 2009, when you were the executive director, simultaneously the PMB director, and bringing in Summer Rees shortly after that, it was during that time that you got Tony Bates to go to New York City and change arbitrarily as your conduit, change all the programming. Jonathan tells us it's been reaching 1%. It is no wonder, just like you did, putting in Alan Minsky as interim czar at KPFK. Yes, please, 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 research your memory bank, research the archives. Ever since then, the programming at KPFK across the network has been turned into inside, outside, in, because all the local programming was removed. And what Michael referred to is that we have moved away from local programming, local developing programming, therefore shining away our local community. It is no wonder our signal areas are not responding. And yes, Jen, many is better than one large.
That's right.
Many subscribers is what we need, but we don't care about them, do we? Not through programming, not through the many decisions made. And I'm sick and tired of this BS, this lack of democracy. It was in 2003 that many of us fought for democratic bylaws for the network. And the one that was chosen, I was against it. It was B. And so now we need to really regroup, and I am against expanding the more people to exempt from participating in this board. We need more democratic participation, and we need people like me to return to the committees. I have been obstructed every time, and many people like me that were participating in KPFK for many, many years, and we have been excluded. Ridicule. Thank you.
Thank you, Bella. We've just about reached time certain for this session. Last public comment. Please.
How many more minutes do we have? Because we have 15 minutes. So I just counted right. Five people up in front of me.
3 minutes.
3 minutes? Okay, I'm going to take six because I'm going to do Espanol y Inglés. Okay? Gracias. Don't care, Miss, whatever your name is. Vamos a hablar español primero for he, for the lady who dresses in whatever, and you got the
okay.
You got the glasses coming to face.
Thank you.
Pacifica Network is not a safe working environment today. It's not a working safe environment today for women, men, or anybody. So I'm going to repeat myself again. Pacifica Network is not a safe environment for you,
Jamie.
For you,
supposed to be out here.
For you, for anybody. Today is not a safe and working environment. And I demand to be a safe environment to work for me or anybody. Hoy,
Pacifica Network no es un lugar seguro para que nosotras como mujeres trabajemos en esa estación. Hemos tenido ataques por parte de ustedes, verbales. Usted, señor, usted es culpable.
Let's be respectful of the board members, please.
Usted también es culpable, so debería de callarse. Everybody who has been complicit, who has kept silence on the problems that Pacifica has raised before by this woman.
You need to be respectful.
She put sexual harassment training. We don't need sexual harassment training. We need to respect human rights. And you guys are not doing it. You guys are the LSB board people. Make your job. Because I am not safe today at that radio station. What's going on? What are you guys doing about that?
What happened?
What are you guys doing there? You're talking about money. What about my safety? Huh? Because when I sue the shit out of you guys, when I sue the shit out of Pacifica Network, and I will kick you out first, you will be the first one to go.
No crosstalk, please.
Okay? So, esa es la situación hoy de Pacifica. Tenemos un problema muy grande. Muy, muy grande. Y ustedes son cómplices. 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 Eso es lo que son. Porque el silencio mata. Silence kills. We're being dead. 7.4 women are being dead every day. Every day. Feminicides. We're talking about a worldwide issue. We're not talking about Pacifica Network. And I'm not talking about Pedro Sanchez only. I have Pedro Sanchez, I have Roy, I have many other men and women who have come up from and spoke about the mistreatment from women and men. Men too. So, this is what is going to happen, people. This is what you're going to do. You're going to solve this issue ASAP. Because I don't care how much money do you guys need to save New York or the world.
Tell us,
listen,
what the problem is. Tell
what
us
happened?
What
listen,
happened.
The thing here is, it's not a safe environment.
Now!
So figure it out. Get involved. Talk to people. For women and men. For women and men. It's not a safe environment for women and men. Not for me. Not for me. And I have made two reports already in the general manager. So if you have curious about it, go talk to her. That's what her job is about. You guys should know about today what is going on in the station for the past 2 weeks.
Is that why you won't tell us?
Go talk to your manager.
Please.
You have a manager, right?
They send
an email. They send
Jonathan, please.
The program director sent an email 2 weeks ago. 2 weeks ago, he sent an email saying that this guy
cannot come anymore.
I've seen it. You wallpaper the building with this.
To the building.
Explain yourself.
And thanks to these pictures, there is a victim who was attacked 10 years ago. So, welcome to reality. Okay? Do whatever you want. Save your asses however you want, but know this. We are coming to get this station, and we're going to clean it up, and most of you will be gone. Make a note of it. So, don't worry, I'm recording it. You can have it later. Español e inglés. That's all that I have to say. So please, by all means, go ahead and have a meeting. Make sure that you're staying in Pacifica because you're not. Okay? We're coming. We're going to get you.
Thank you. I am.
Okay.
I'll wait until you guys give me your attention.
You got it, Jeremy.
The board members.
Carry on.
The board members.
No, that was uncalled for, Mr. Chair.
It is uncalled for you to interrupt the public and try to take over my duties.
There is a line, Mr. Chair, and you allowed it to cross it.
And you crossed it.
I put my finger in this lady's face.
I made note of that.
And what are you doing about it? What are you doing about it?
Well, what would you like me to do about it, Ollie?
Hold on.
One person has the floor right now. It's Ollie Lexa.
I asked
a question. Yeah. You said, what are you going to do about it, Mr. Chair? And my question to you was, what would you like me to do about it?
So
if someone is abusing or threatening a member of the board, you stop the meeting at that point until that person either stops the threats or leaves the meeting. Period.
Do you think that I would not be able to stop the meeting?
That is within your ability.
I do not.
Or inability.
So. I think that what you need to do, let me talk now, I've got the floor. Board members, what you need to do and what you did not do right now is you need to respect my ability to run the meeting instead of jumping in and debating with the public and making it last longer and not de-escalating but escalating the problem.
Right.
Let me handle it. I made a notice at our last meeting that when the public, in particular Spanish programmers from KPFK, when they disrespect our members, that there will be repercussions for that. And those repercussions will happen.
What difference does it make what language they speak?
It didn't happen.
What repercussions?
Well, it doesn't make any difference what language they speak.
We allowed you a certain amount of time.
I allowed it, and then I stepped in. Sorry.
Motion to adjourn. Do I hear a second?
I second.
Wait a minute.
Okay.
Let's take the vote. We're in time, sir.
We are at time certain. Is there any objection to adjourning the local station board meeting so that we can start our delegates assembly meeting? Hearing no objection, it is so.